بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. One habit then which is very common in today's time is that of music. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that music creates hypocrisy in the heart just as water gives rise to crops. As Anas radiallahu anhu says that the person who listens to the singing of an immoral woman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pour molten lead into his ears on the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 15 a'mal and actions, when the ummah will become involved in them, then difficulties and trials will afflict them. Among the 15, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that singing women and musical instruments will become common. And he said, when such a time will happen, then wait for red storms, sinking in the earth, and the disfiguration of faces. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the last era from my ummah, the faces of one group will be transformed into that of dogs and pigs. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will these people be Muslims? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, they will bear witness of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and they will even fast. The Sahaba asked, why will this happen to them? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they will be involved in the usage of musical instruments, they will have singing girls, and they will begin using the drum. They will be involved in taking alcohol. One night they will be intoxicated in alcohol and merrymaking, and the next morning the figure will be transformed. There are many reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited music. Ulama have mentioned that one, some of the reasons are, it affects one's emotions, it creates arousal and passion and excitement, and it leads to many, many changes in a person, psychological changes in a person. It is a psychological proven fact. The two things are instrumental in arousing the human sexual desire. One being the voice of a female and the other music. Another physical effect of music is that it does not only affect the brain but each and every part of the body. There is a close relationship between music and bodily movements. It is also proven that music affects one's emotions. It increases arousal in terms of alertness and excitement. And they found that a moderate type of music increased one's normal heartbeat. Listening to rock music, the heartbeat increased even further. Yet people today claim that music has no effect. So, because music and musical instruments lead a person towards many evils, it takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person forgets why he was created and came in this world. One reason, in Arabic language, in the musical instruments are called malahi. Malahi means those instruments which prevent a person from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are just music. It takes a person and involves him in physical pleasure and prevents him from true spiritual gain. So it prevents a human being from realizing the purpose of his creation. And also another thing about music was the backtracking. It instills many un-Islamic values in a person in the heart and mind. Today's music generally follows the theme of love, fornication, drugs and freedom. So therefore a person should completely abstain from it. Amongst the pirates, even unfortunately today, in our cell phones, many people have musical ringtones in our homes, our bells. A person rings it. Unfortunately, they are making these bells in such a way that it has a musical ringtone. So in all of these matters, we should be very particular and try to correct ourselves. And whenever we have to listen to music, perchance, we are forced to listen to music, we should make tawbah and istighfar. When somebody asked Muslim Mahmoud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, if you go certain places and music is playing, what must we do? So he replied that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the tilawat of Quran Sharif. This will remove the effect of music. Because it comes in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, says that music creates hypocrisy in the heart, like how water gives rise to crops. And the dhikr of Allah ta'ala and tilawat of Quran builds up a person's iman, just like how water gives rise to crops. So then the opposite effect of music is Quran Sharif and dhikrullah. So we should engage in these actions whenever we hear some music around us. We go to the shopping malls, for example, and we are forced to listen to the music. Engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant all of us perfect to make amal.